Okay, well, here we are. And Amy, I'm here, you're here, and you got a great topic for your show today. What is it about? What legacy are we going to talk about today?
Keeping your train on track, a legacy of staying the course. opened that door last week, I'm over here thinking it's all one day.
Yeah, it's all good. Oh, it happens. I was like, did I go to sleep last night? What's the date, right? I've done that before. Anyway, especially when life throws you curveballs, and that's hard to stay on your course, right? It's like a big old avalanche. Really? I didn't expect that. And yeah. So what's your thoughts on that? So I know you and I were chatting about it this morning. I was like, that's going to be a great show, part two. So anyway, talk to us.
One of the blessings about your show, Tari, is, and I hope with those that are listening, that I hope that I at least touch one or make a difference in one's life, is part of where I'm, the topics or what we talk about is also what I experienced within from the last time that we talked, and stay in my course. And that's really been it. And in all honesty, this week after returning from vacation, it has still been nonstop. And I had a breaking point last night where that's where it's stay in your course. But sometimes you got to recognize to stop. You got to park the train. I call it this morning, I just went, you know what, I got to just sort of kind of chill a little bit. I might be late where I'm going. And I moseyed this morning. I didn't jump up and, you know, do my meditation, read, and be like, okay, now I got to hit the deck and nonstop. And this morning I did that. And that's where it just really resonated, where last night I snapped with my kids of, I have just been going and going. I haven't really taken care of me. And that just means like I've been eating, but not eating, you know, crack of dawn in the morning. I've been like, get up and handle what I need to handle. Then I find myself eating, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, and I've already been up for four hours. Well, that's not good. That's not good for me. And I'm running out of energy. When you do that, then you get moody. And then I've been staying up late trying to get some stuff done. I've had a few deadlines. I'm still working on them. I still wish, like, even in the 7 days that I can insert one more day, like have an eighth day. And I know that's not going to happen. So I've stayed up late a little bit, and it caught up to me. You know, I had my train full speed, and man, I added like ooby kadooby coal, and it caught up to me. And so with that being said, like even with you, when we get so busy, and even though we're working towards our purpose or dreams that we may have, or finding our passions and maybe working a little bit towards that, we still got to recognize to stop. And what is that? What is that for spine? What is that to you that you can recognize? What is that for? And for me, it was me snapping with my kids. It was just a lack of communication. But boy, I was running this train so tight, so one little curveball was just like, oh my God, it just like threw my whole afternoon off. What I was hoping to get done and what I was going to get done, and you know, the help that I now had versus the help that I didn't have. And you know, I thought I was going to have an office day, ended up I needed to go to the barn, and I was out there for, you know, two more hours and still running late again. So it brought that awareness up to me of, okay, I didn't get here because of everybody else. I got here because I've been running so hard, so fast, I haven't stopped to take care of myself. I can do it. I mean, I'm still standing. My health isn't jeopardized or nothing like that. So that was my breaking point and my looking within myself of, I can't blame anybody else. I've been running my train too fast, too hot. I need to stop. And this morning I stopped. So I'm running behind schedule, but I am having a fabulous morning. So here we are. And I'm still on track, though. I know I'm still on track. I didn't get derailed. I don't have a bunch of people coming out trying to get my train back on the track. It didn't totally go offline. But sometimes I think some people, we do that. You know, we put ourselves in the hospital, and, you know, we have to have other people come help us because we didn't take care of ourselves. So what are those things? What are things that you recognize when you just go, go, go?
Well, you know what I do is, and nobody really knows this, so I've been going, and I've been really, really running and working out hard. I've been trying to get a new system in place so that I can, a system for coaches that are coming on board with Angel Coaches. And it's pushed me. And I got for the past 2 days, I have not felt right. And this morning I was like, man, what do I need to do? And this morning at 4 a.m. I woke up and I said, I need to feel better. And so I meditated and prayed, and literally I felt it just leave me. And is prayer and meditation key? I believe so. I know that you said you really meditated this morning. And I think that's really key, because it, when you pray, you're asking, when you're meditating, you're listening to what your higher power, God and angels, you know, Jeshua, which is who I call Jesus, or Buddha, it doesn't really matter, higher power yourself. And, man, I did that. I was like, because, Amy, I really thought that I was, like, going to be sick during this, because we've got a hurricane coming here right now. We don't know for sure what's going to land. But that's a curveball, right? You know, how am I going to do my business? How am I going to get those storm shutters up? All those things. And, you know, Rob's out of town. He's coming back tomorrow. So that's my curveball. And how do I stay on track to continue to run, continue to work out, continue to do all those things, right? And make sure my daughter's okay, make sure my guy's okay, make sure his son's okay, you know what I mean? And make sure I don't lose it.
Because
there's times I've lost it. Yeah. I mean, that's what you're talking about. There's times I've lost it, right? You know, and I cry. I was like, And then you pass out during the day and say, okay, I got to take a 30-minute nap. It's called a power nap, right? But then you get up, and if you're angry, you get up, you're still angry. Are you still tired? What do you do then? And so did meditation help you this morning a little bit? Did talking it out with your son too? Because I want to hear what you had to say about that, because you said you owned it. And sometimes you got to own everything that you do and not blame anybody, and don't even blame yourself. Just, you know, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, thank you. Take responsibility. And, you know, interestingly enough, this was another one of my thoughts this morning is, you know, I do get up and take that, my meditation time. And like this morning, what I felt like I did different that I've normally done in the past. And I think this week it just sort of kind of like I've gotten up and stopped, meditate, read my devotional, do my little morning. But I didn't stop. I wasn't like eating right away. I was just sort of kind of like, okay, I'm ready to hit the day. And I was just hitting the day, and I didn't take care of my body versus before when I'm coming out of my meditations and reading my devotionals, I was stopping and having my breakfast. And it's like so important, that morning time. And that's what I realized this morning, that's what I deprived myself this week of, that morning time, which is so important when you do come out of your meditations and, you know, or your devotionals or your little inspirations, whatever they are so critical to just stop and let it soak in, rather it just be on a soul level or an unconscious level. You know, you're not supposed to sit there and read anything. It's just letting it soak into our mind and our hearts and our soul. And I will say, I think that's something that I wasn't doing it or listening, I just wasn't giving myself time to enjoy that, because I had made my schedule or I just had some deadlines that had to just get done. And it was due to also my traveling schedule and things like that. But I get it. And even like you, it's like you get so busy, and now Mother Nature's throwing a curveball of what could potentially happen. And, you know, those are truly things out of our control. You know, you can sit here and go, I'm going to take off all day Friday. And Mother Nature is like, no, you're going to be busy doing something else Friday. Pray not.
Yeah.
Pray it's just dealing with a bunch of rain. And maybe the worst part is your umbrella blew away.
Right, exactly. I'd be like Mary Poppins, where's my umbrella? Right.
Right. Mary Poppins, but it is hard. As far as, you know, like with my kids, SNAP and FM, it's just a matter of, you know, we all have responsibilities to keep our household running. You know, my son's in the rodeos and stuff, and just keeping his schedule, my daughter's schedule, their social life, my social life. And that was it. And after talking with my son, we sat down and we made a schedule that we're going to try that allows him to have some free time. That was where it was, we came to a head where he works at the ranch with me. I mean, he's really the right-hand guy that keeps us running. And then yet him having some free time to hang out with his girlfriend, hang out with his friends, or just even sit on the couch and watch one of his favorite Netflix shows. And so that was in the end of with my daughter as well. I just made a list of these are the daily things that I need your help with at the house. We all have our part to keep the house. I mean, we all know that we like our house nice and tidy. It might not be completely dust free, but we try to pick up, and we have several animals, and when you have several animals, I'm not sure, you know, like we have some rooms that are carpeted. You got to vacuum every day or else you're going to, you know, you'll have enough fur to have a blanket.
Right, right.
And,
exactly.
You know, if you don't sleep, mop, and vacuum every day. And so that was really it. What came out of it was we needed to all just sit down and have, this is what we'd like to do. Especially with them in high school, you know, you got high school football games coming up. My friend plays volleyball. My friend plays basketball. I want to go to so-and-so's game. And, you know, my girlfriend plays soccer. I want to make it to her game. And, you know, so now it's like three little adults, I mean, including myself, I'm going to say little, because I'm still trying to figure out my social life, you know, and yet we have responsibility. And so that was, I would say in the end, I think the positive that came out of, I might have screamed and yelled, and I own that. It probably wasn't the best route to go, but it was my awareness of I'd been pushing myself too hard, and now I snap. And I can't blame that on anybody. I'm not always proud of it, but I will hear with all you guys, I'm not perfect. I have things I still have to work on. You know, there's things I'm still healing from. You know, my son saying, Mom, you're being rude. Is that really horrible? No. Is it something that affects? Yes, because I really try hard not to be rude to people. It is something that I, you know, I want to give love in the world so I can get it back and be understanding to other people. And rather someone asks for my advice, how many of us have friends that, hey, what's your advice on this? And then you tell them, and then they do the complete opposite. And you're just like, well, what was the point of that conversation? And you still have to love that person of, it's okay. It was just an opinion. They just asked an advice. Maybe they gathered advice from 10 different people and they collectively, you know, took one little bit from you and from this other person, from five people, and then they made the decision that they made. It's okay. You know, so that really sent me into a frenzy of, I took it really personal of, I really don't think I was being rude. So
I'm going to ask you a question, though. This is something, because you and I talked about it last night. You were struggling. I struggled. You know, I was struggling with how I was feeling and physically, and you were struggling with, you know, with your emotions and physically, because I know when you don't eat like you're supposed to eat, I suffer. We all do. At least you're in tune with yourself enough to know that. But I think the tone of what you said was you could have done differently, right? You know, I'm not going to use the word better, but maybe you could have done differently. But the message was really clear, right? I mean, you stuck with the message. And do you feel like the message was still right, even though the tone was not the best, right? Correct?
Yes. And that is awareness with my life coaching from you of, you know, yes, sometimes I've gotten heated and I might have not had the right tone, but I know the message or what I was trying to get across was still intact or and that was the case.
Right.
Exactly. That was the case last night, that my tone might have not been the appropriate tone, but my message I own, and that was still true.
That was still true.
I just didn't,
I
just didn't
like
relay
it.
The message the best way I could have. There was definitely other options than yelling at my son.
That's okay. I've yelled at my daughter. Oh, my gosh. I've yelled at my, yelled at my guy, right? And then when I yelled, people were like, okay, you need us. Oh, yeah. I was like, they're surprised, right? And, you know, because
well,
we
even
usually
like
have
my,
our, go ahead. I was going to say our threshold is
even,
you know.
We were laughing this morning, my daughter, and so we're good. And that's even something that's really hard on me. I'm not a person to go to bed with, you know, our hearts hurting, and I didn't want my children and my heart. And so it was a long evening, but we've made it through where we could go to bed peacefully and then wake up this morning and start a fresh new day. And my daughter was laughing at my ex-husband's like, yeah, when I called dad, he was like, I could hear your mom three counties away.
Is that what you said?
I knew she was upset. Yeah.
So, anyway,
I mean,
so you, you were yelling a little bit or, and all that. And you're, you know, I know you and your husband, you guys or your ex-husband, you guys co-parent, and that's cool. So, you have some help there a little bit, right? When this gets out of hand. So, you know, I mean, and I think a key here with when life throws you a curveball is knowing where you can, where you can get some, you know, help or guidance
support.
Or, you know, support. Prayer and meditation is a divine guidance and support. finding, you know, if your ex-husband or your ex-wife is there, do they support knowing that, you know, you have, I'm a coach and, you know, you have me, I'm also your friend, all that. And so you, that's where you reach for, right? Because, man, there's nothing like feeling like you're on an island by yourself. Have you ever done that? And like, oh gosh, I got to change this up, right?
And I've been there because I was, you know, way back in the early starts of my journey, I kept so much in of fear of who to trust. You know, not thinking that what I was talking to, you know, it's just like, you know, you just got to get over it. It's not that big of a deal. And it was a big deal. It was my big deal. And holding things in is not healthy. So having a good support system is healthy. And finding that support system that you can actually trust and believe in and be honest with is truly the key.
Right. I'm going to agree with you on that too as well. So, you know, and you,
because
go,
if
you
don't
look for that support,
you won't talk.
Right. But you don't look for that support system before things happen or during the things happen. You try to find it before, right? And like, okay, you know, because you do what works and then until it doesn't work anymore. And I know that people need help. I know I need help, right? I need to talk things out. You know, like poor Rob, he's been up at 3 in the morning. He goes, is it time to talk? I go, yeah. You know, but yeah, so having a support system, divine, and also your daily walk that you have with friends and family, right? You know, so and I'm glad that you and your ex could talk and everything, and he added a real helping hand with your kids. My question to you is that how did you guys put a plan together? Because it sounds like you were able to sit down and talk. And you and I noticed, we just had this conversation recently about somebody we both know, that if you don't talk, right, you don't put a plan together, then they go off on their own and get crazy and chaotic, right? So how did you do that with your kids? How did you get that done with their dad? I'm going to use that word. It's probably better than his husband. So.
You know, co-parenting isn't easy, and it really does take both parents to want to do it. And by no means do I say everyone can, because I understand there are some that they have it in their hearts, but, you know, the opposite, rather it be the, you know, the ex-wife or ex-husband is still healing from things, or still bitter or angry. And so until you let go of some of those things or own what your part was in the demise of whatever the relationship was, you really, it's hard. I'm very blessed that it's taken a lot of work for us to get here. And that was just something that I recognized, that I do have a son, and I'm very thankful that their father is still here on earth, that you do have to sort of kind of let go of some ego and pride. And yes, he is my children's father, and I do reach out to him. And that's just something where it's a category of, this is where I need him as the father to my children. And he is, and he's a lot more grounded. And I think that's just how, you know, God made us. There's roles as fathers and there's roles as mothers. You know, there's things that us moms do that dads just aren't as comfortable or easy to do, you know? But it came down to the awareness that, you know, my son, I keep saying it's, they're growing more and more independent, and it's like they are building their little solar system away from mine. You know, they're starting to create their own planet. It's like, you know, your daughter, she lives away from you guys, and, you know, that's her own little planet out there. And yet she comes home and touches base to ask advice or come see and do a check and balance. And I see that. I think what so many parents forget about high school students is it really does start happening in high school, whether it's the freshman year that, you know, kids start getting more independent, and maybe it doesn't kick in for some other kids to their sophomore year. And then by their junior and senior year, they're sort of kind of running their own little ship. And then when they start driving, they really are running their own little ship. And it's recognizing that he has his world, and what's important to him as a teenage boy is not necessarily everything that's important to me in my world now as a single mom. And same with my daughter. Just different, you know, she wants to go to friends, volleyball, basketball, all this. And my son's not really that. He wants to go see his friend or his girlfriend and go roping. So it was really, I had to stop and just recognize going, okay, this is his world. And as much as I want to sit here and also say, oh my God, my kids want to spend every day with me, that is not the case anymore. That's why I now realize that's why we have all these younger years where you know, you pick them up, drop them off, and they're home all day and their friends come over, you know.
Right.
Because he is driving. He's been driving for a year, and now his world is his world. And I get to view it. I get to, you know, sit in it every now and then. But it's not on the forefront of, hey, I'm going to wake up and go have breakfast with mom every morning. I know that's not, you know, it's, I'm going to wake up and, hey, meet all my friends at school early in the morning. You know, and that's healthy. That's what it should be.
I agree with you on that. Yeah. My own daughter, I have to tell you this. She's in school. My kid is. And so, you know, we have a hurricane coming down to Florida, wherever it lands, we're not 100% sure. She says to me, you know, I think I'm going to stay here. I said, great. She goes, I got a hurricane thing, hurricane place if I need to go somewhere. And I said, and, you know, she gave me all the information. I said, you don't want to come down here and help me put the storm shutters up? No, I don't think so. She's like, okay.
You're
you
good.
So they got their own lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or they have their own little, they have to put up their own storm shelters. And so it was also me stopping, recognizing, going, okay, stop. And what is it that we need as a family? And what is it that my children are needing? And so I had a stop and I sat down with my son and we did a schedule of, okay, what days, you know, how many days practice. And, you know, I had to like dig back into his world and help him. And so we have a schedule. We, you know, it's just like a work schedule. What days he works, what days he practices, what day where he has some free time that he can spend with his girlfriend or friends, and just even explain to him, this isn't what we do every day. This is just a blueprint that we can work off of, and if it works, that we can. Everyone, it's an easy communication when we're aware of their schedules. You know, hey, mom goes to the barn or mom goes to the office. You know where I'm at. You know what I can do, and I just feel like those kind of things are just helpful, period, in life. If you could put yourself on some type of little schedule and even a financial schedule, or even as you're pursuing your passion of, you know what, I want to go to Europe and it's going to cost me, you know, $1,000. What are you doing today, every week, to get to that $1,000 that one day you can call that travel agent or call or book it yourself? You know,
right.
Is it applying for a credit card and then knowing that you'll be able to pay that card off? I mean, whatever that plan is. And same thing with our time. You know, when we talk about having a legacy of what we leave, it's also the time that we're here with others and what we're doing with our own time for ourselves and others. And that was really having to stop to do that. And now it's something showing my kids that if you have a schedule and you communicate and they go off to be, rather they're going to be employees or employers, employing other people, schedules are important. You know, when your employees show up to work, you know what time they're there, you know what task they're going to do versus what task you got to accomplish or what you accomplish as a whole. So, and I think that's just part of my background of managing. You know, you can't ever be a good manager unless you have a good team, but you got to stop and everybody needs to know their roles and capabilities and responsibilities, rather that's a time schedule or project, and you people are not mind readers. And I think that was a struggle. My son was trying to just go about each day to day, but it also caught up to us as well as a family, that it's all of a sudden his decision to not handle one thing one day, then it pushed back to the next day, but then we had other things planned for the day, so some things just build up. And that's what I mean by the train. Sometimes you got to stop at the depot and reassess. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you're not on course. It doesn't mean that you failed. It doesn't mean that now everything's, you know, you got to start over from ground zero. It's not. It's you just got to stop and take a pause and reassess.
Right. But you know what I really feel that you did with your son is that we wonder how our kids, when they grow up, that they attract this certain kind of person, right? You know what I mean? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's both, right? Most of the time it's both behaviors that our kids have. And I think that one of the things that you did this time was show him that, you know, he's jumping over hoops to be with the girl, but is she jumping over hoops to be with him, right? And I know there's some extenuating circumstances with the parents, but one of the things that you taught him was like your responsibility is important. You gave your word. You get, you know, to do your job, right? And you know what? No matter what, their father said, you've got priorities. And knowing your priorities doesn't mean that you don't care because you're not stretching, but you never let that stuff suffer. And you taught him that. You know what I mean? And he's one of the things I think
Thank
a takeaway
you.
Is that you're welcome. But the takeaway is that, hey, if I'm going to jump for the girl, jump through hoops, we need to both jump through hoops to be together at times. At times we need to get our responsibilities done, then that means that we do that first. And then if we need to help or do something extra for my sweetheart, you know, whether it's him or her, they both do together. Don't you think? And I think
right.
she stepped up her
oh,
game
yeah.
by letting her parents know some things that they – and we're talking on the phone today or on the show today, there's extenuating circumstances, but she made that happen. And he by the tone that you used. And so there's sometimes you got to be really stringent and strict, you know what I mean, and get your point across, and you can't sugarcoat anything. Right, and communication is important. I know you needed to use a different part of your tone, part of that conversation, but I think that that happened because of the way you said things. If you'd been real quiet and sweet, forget it, wouldn't have made an impact. But being tough like you were, my thought about it is like you needed to be that way. You did, you know, because he got it, right? She got it,
right?
And you know, and the responsibility.
And I got it.
I got it. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I even learned because you're right. It was just more of like I just kept sugarcoating or, you know, pacifying it or just, okay. And, you know, being accommodating, you know, so that even affects all of us too. It's like how many times that we're so passive to other people or we're so accommodating and or give and always there to help. And then sometimes when we have our things, it's like, hey, where is everybody? You know? And so you got to stop and like what you've always said, you know, you got to give and receive. There has to always be balance in everything. And that was just even coming back where we had to park the train for a minute and relook at the train schedule. You know, it's like we can't be running this train and it go on different tracks. We can't be in the Alps and be in the States at the same time. You know?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And
so
that's like, I feel like that's what we had to do.
Yeah, but you made a point, and I think that it needed to be done. Parts of it needed to be done the way you did it. That's and Amy, I think that I know you lost your cool, but sometimes when you lose your cool, you're like, wow, she really means business, you know. So because that's my thing, you know. So that's I think it worked out. You know what I mean? So
like
in the
my
best
daughter
way possible.
Says, Mama is big mad, as my daughter would say. Mama is big mad. Mama was big mad.
Yeah. So, I like that. So anyway, Mama was big mad. We got to remember that. That's a way to say things.
Yeah.
So good for you.
We don't want Mama big mad. Mama mad is one thing, but not big mad.
Yeah, I got you. Mama big mad.
But, you know,
cute.
Yeah, and so I really think just tying it all back in is, again, you know, I can't sit here and say, oh, my kids made me do this or it's their fault. I own, you know, what I did. And it also made me put myself in check of how I've been running my own train within my family, what my kids were having to deal with, even with me running so thin and so fast. And so today I woke up myself and made some changes. And
right.
And I'm very thankful. I have a good support system. I do have my ex-husband to help me with my children or even myself. I know that if something came up on an adult level or even business, he's a very smart businessman. He's self-made and started, you know, three different companies over his lifetime, or probably four. So I do realize I have that support system, and I'm thankful reaching out to you, not only as my coach, but as a girlfriend. I'm thankful, and I have, you know, that being able to recognize it, I think, is a key for all of us, is who is your support system and, you know, those lifelines when you go on all these little shows of and I do. It's like, you know, these are my favorites so that I can instantly call of, you know, look, I've just lost it. I need your help because I'm about to lose it again. And being able to say that even to others, I think is key. And it's okay.
Right.
And it's taken me many years to say it's okay. And calling you or calling my ex-husband or even call my mom. And my mom's like, you better be nice to my babies. I'm like, well, you better tell them to be nice to me. But at least I know I can be honest with my mom and go, Mom, I've lost it today. But
and
she listened.
Like, there you go.
And, yeah, she listened, and she's like, it's okay. You know, she didn't beat me up or make me sound like, you know, well, baby, it's okay. And, you know, you're going to be fine and just be nice to my babies. That was her answer. And I'm like, grandma.
It's nice to be a grandmother. Yeah, grandma. Listen, we're getting run out of time here. So I know you've got another show next Thursday. And you close your show, and I'm gonna I'll say the last part, but go ahead and say and tell whatever you want to say.
Get
to
up,
people.
Take what a shower, like and keep your get up, take a shower, and keep your train on the tracks. Keep it rolling, and if you got to stop, it's
there you
okay.
go. That's exactly right. And don't forget to eat your vegetables. And just remember, Angel Coaches is starting a new coaching program. So we've got a system in place. By the way, I worked my butt on it, and other people have. It takes a village to do this. So if you want to check it out, give me a call. Hit me up on with a text is the easiest. I would say go to Instagram, but just hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401. I'll get some information out to you. Amy's a coach. She's becoming a coach, and there's a lot of others. So it takes a village to make a difference sometimes, and we're all here making a difference. Anyway, thanks, Amy. Great show, by the way. I learned a lot myself.
Thanks.
And you guys have a great now, and enjoy your holiday, and keep your thoughts and prayers for us here in South Florida, or in Florida, because we're not sure. In South Georgia, I think it's the projected path today, but that'll change,
yeah.
I'm sure. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Stay safe, my friend. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.